moment of your time.
You may.
Ah, thank you so much. I appreciate your time, first of all. And I kind of want to thank you. The whole reason behind me wanting to speak to you would be something of a thank you for preserving music that really I may not have otherwise been able to hear.
Oh, great. Well, that makes me feel terrific.
Yeah. I mean, I'm 30, going to be 36 next week, and I kind of wonder where I would be without folks like you.
Well, I started playing professionally when I was 19, and I'm 63.
You're 63.
Yeah, so I've forged a long road here, and it's been with a lot of pleasure to bring to life music that is forever, in my book, anyway. It's the true American art form, I think, from which has sprung, all kinds of jazz and pop music and R&B. But blues, I think, is the true basis of American music.
Yeah, I can't help but agree with you more on that. I grew up in a small, well, it was small, farm town in Connecticut, and a lot of the music that the way you play it, which represents where it came from, not only, but the direction you take it a little bit as well.
Yeah.
You know, it reminds me of just being out in the woods with pals, telling stories, reading books, and having laughs. and I think there was probably a girl or two in there, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They come, they go. Thus the blues.
That's what happens. It's called real life.
Absolute. Can't avoid it. Now, I was reading a little bit ago how songwriting was not one of your fortes originally.
No, I wrote some songs when I began to play, and I knew friends who were, prolific songwriters, and. I just felt like that wasn't my real calling.
Right.
I love to sing and to play, and I found material that I could relate to, that I could, make my own, and proceeded that way.
Yeah.
There were a lot of guys who could write great songs but weren't particularly great performers. So I felt there was a balance in there somewhere.
Yeah. Now, you've worked with David Hidalgo?
Yes, I have.
From Los Lobos. Los Lobos, I got to say, one of the best bands I've ever seen live at an outdoor festival in my life.
I agree as well. I think they're just pure musicians.
Through and through.
Incredibly deep in their material. They can do anything from the Rolling Stones to... Guillermo Portables, they've got it all.
They do. The complete package.
Yes.
And, personally...
David is just phenomenal. What an incredible player, wonderful person, and it was just a thrill to work with him.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I imagined when I did the reading. I couldn't imagine you guys not having a good time and learning so much from one another.
Well, I don't know how much he learned from me, but I sure picked up a lot from him.
Maybe some style from you.
Yeah.
Maybe. Gosh, you have friends that are incredible musicians, as you have mentioned, and you've played and worked with so many wonderful artists. I'm sure it's hard to single out what was one of your best times ever. But if you had a choice right now, maybe, of playing with any of the newer folks on the scene, maybe... Who might you be listening to, or who's in your CD player right now that's kind of, maybe the folks don't know much about?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of young guys out there that are playing really well and look like they're in it for the long haul, which is one of my criterions. You see guys come and hit the scene real fast and then, make some money and then you don't hear from them again.
Right.
But there's some guys out there now who I feel have a lot of poise and, they've got the flow going.
Right, yeah.
For instance, G-Love and Special Sauce.
Yeah, they're another one of my favorites.
Well, G-Love is going to produce my next record.
Get out.
That's correct.
See? Oh, I love the flavor and soul of G-Love.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
He's serious.
he is serious. Yep, he is serious. Yeah. Oh, that is good. That is interesting news to me. Very interesting. And is there a title for the album already?
Not yet. No.
Yeah, oh, that ought to be interesting. Yeah.
We're going to record in May.
And maybe a little secret. Is there any are you derailing from the normal path a little here, or
we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I actually can't wait. That makes my I'm licking the chops already.
Yeah.
Oh man. Wow. So gosh, that is very interesting to me. All right. Good for you.
I did a tour with him about 5 years ago, and it was really interesting. But I got to see him perform every night, you know, and he really has something special.
Yep.
And there's a lot of traditional blues artists out there as well, who are younger, maybe not as young as G Love, but Alvin Youngblood Hart, I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
Oh, yeah. Alvin Youngblood Hart, Corey Harris.
Yeah, well,
Corey's been around.
I think that Alvin is about as good as it gets.
Yep, I agree with you there, too.
And, there's so many. I don't want to.
Good, you can't single. I don't blame you. You don't want to leave anybody out.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but there, I agree. I had, for a while, I was of the adage that there's no good music coming out. And I guess I just really didn't look hard enough. And now it just seems to be more prevalent that it's, I don't know, the experiments are working out for a lot of folks.
Well, it's hard work. If you're not in that mainstream pop thing, you have to work gigs and you have to just make it on your own as opposed to having things handed to you.
Right. And then there's
a lot of... it's always been that way, you know, with jazz artists and blues artists, folk artists, you know, it's tough to... it's just a tough way to make a living.
Yeah, I bet it is.
But nonetheless, you know, the rewarding aspects of it are so deep and profound that when you find, you know, that niche where you can connect with an audience and have it be sustaining, it's worth it.
Yeah, well, and you've been sustaining for a few years now, so
yeah.
And the audiences keep piling on in. You're still kind of, you got a hefty tour date schedule coming up still.
Yeah.
You're still getting out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Around the world.
And then I was going to say, you're heading over to Glasgow and Newcastle. Nice.
Yep.
Some good.
Italy and.
Some good beer, Belgium, beer areas, too.
France and. I don't know. I've been all over the planet.
Yeah.
Every year we go out all over, my wife and I.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about your wife. One of the staple questions, you know, I've asked Ravi Shankar and a few other folks, how has your wife, I know she helped you kind of write, your first couple of tunes, get you into that.
Uh-huh.
But how has she just been an inspiration, basically, to you, the person?
Well, she has really good ears, and she has a really tremendous sense of the right thing, the right time, staying focused. She has been the co-producer, if not in fact the producer, of my last four albums.
Mm-hmm.
She, you know, is on top of things. She doesn't miss a trick, as it were.
Yeah. Hey.
And Marla is also my love as well.
Yeah, I agree.
So we're a partnership on every level.
That's nice. and certainly that makes being a music man a lot easier.
Yes.
You know, it would be difficult to do with most women, I imagine.
Well,
you know,
this is a
special.
A great relationship, and it is very special.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Yeah, I just like to make folks, I like to help you out. So if Marla ever were to listen to this interview back, she'd be happy.
I hope so.
Yeah. One last question. I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Sure.
I really fell in love with Wicked Grin.
Yep.
And I know it's the Tom Waits influence. You know, I know that's what it is, I guess. But, man, what are some secrets about that album that maybe folks don't know? What, anything that took place or, geez.
Well, I've known Tom 70s. And I worked some gigs with him early on, and when I watched his career, you know, skyrocket, I've always just been truly amazed by him, by his depth, his, you know, just instinctual knowing how to get that the right words with the images and to, you know, just like bring these visions of his to life. You know, he's a multifaceted guy.
A true visionary,
and
yeah.
Really somebody, you know, who I've, you know, admired. I was just amazed in 1999 when he asked me to record on his Mule Variations project. And at the time, you know, we were out on the West Coast, and my wife Marla and his wife Kathleen were hanging out and talking, and Marla said, "What do you think of the idea of Tom producing an album on John? You know, he could be home every night, take care of the kids, you know, like not have to go very far." And Kathleen thought about it, and she said, "You know, that would be a great idea."
All right.
And all of a sudden, this idea was really like laid on me and Tom, and we didn't know really what to do at first. And then it just magically worked out. It was done in 5 days.
Wow.
And
wow.
And not consecutively. The first two days were at the end of January in 2000, and then the next days that we had available were 3 days at the end of March. So there was a lot of time in between the first two dates. So it was amazing. It was just everything worked.
Yeah. So it wasn't hard to pick up where you left off, huh?
Well, being around Tom is very inspirational for all players.
Yep.
Everybody that was involved in that, and we're talking Augie Myers and Stephen Hodges, Charlie Musselwhite.
Yeah, I love Charlie Musselwhite. Larry Taylor, I think, was in
and
there,
Larry
too.
Larry Taylor on bass. It was just a fantastic unit. And then there was this guitar player guy named Tom Waits who sat in on a few dates, on a few songs, and it just all clicked.
Yeah. No, it certainly did click. Yeah, I love the album. My wife loves that album as well.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's one that we always keep, you know, it's a staple for us. We pop it in whenever we need it. It's one of those, it really is, where I need to hear something from that album at certain times, yeah. It just hits you emotionally, I think. Like a train.
It's fantastic, you know, songs.
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's
into it.
Yeah, it's the songs. You know, it really is. Well, gosh, I thank you so much for allowing me a few moments of your time, and it's been a real nice treat to speak with you.
Well, it's my pleasure.
And, you know, I look forward to, I definitely look forward to that next collaboration with G-Love.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
When's the idea of that popping out in...
Well, they were talking about the early fall, but yep. I don't know.
Okay.
It's always up to them.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll keep our eyes open.
Okay.
And our ears.
And go UConn.
Go Huskies.
Number one.
Are you picking them?
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, they're hot.
They are. Yes, and they have been for so many years.
Well, and they're deep. The team is so deep.
I know.
He's very good. Calhoun is very good at putting together a strong bench. Us too, believe me. Hey, well, if you're ever in this area, I have to say, during basketball time, I do get some pretty good seats.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So if I have an extra seat, I'll give you a ring seat if I know you're in town.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right. May I call you John?
Yeah.
All right, John. Thanks for your time. And, and you know, just keep doing what you're doing. We certainly do love you.
Well, thank you so much. I really enjoy what I do.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Have
Bye-bye.
A great day. Bye now.